Paul Iannelli. Well, I worked at Province Steel for 41 years, and then I've been with the steel yard and mill house for 11 years now. My first day was, like I just walked in, I was a laborer. You know, I started grinding beams, and I was probably grinding beams for about a year. And then I went into, like, the burning of beams and punching of beams and loading the trucks and stuff like that. Then I went on the road as a truck driver for 17 years. And then I come back inside. I was a shipper and receiver in charge of all the maintenance. And I was that way until the place closed in 2003. I work for Millhouse, which is Clay and Nick. And I take care of the buildings. I collect, you know, pick up the rents. If there's something got to be broke, I fix it if I can. If not, I call an electrician or a plumber. And I make sure this place gets plowed. And the tenants all call me if they got a problem. I had to fix a faucet the other day. Well, when I opened the gate up there in the morning, you know, over 50 years I've been opening that gate. These two gates, I used to be the first guy in the morning, open the gates, open the office. Well, the building you come in, the front office, that was the main office for Province Steel. Downstairs was the owner and offices of the women that used to work there, you know. And then upstairs was all draftsmen. That's where they made up all the blueprints and everything. Across where the studio is and where they run the classes, that was all your light iron shop. Handrails, fire escapes, anything small was done in there. And then this building here, this is where all the heavy iron was done. Inside here was used to punch all the beams. They used to come down from the back on that train track, go into the building, and the guys would take them off, punch all the holes, mark them with the number of beam, correspond with the drawing, send it out to the yard, and then the fitters, they would look at the drawing and they put clips on it, they burn holes and whatever, make notches, whatever they had to do to fabricate the beam per the drawing. I would say in the mid-90s, you know, it just got to a point where the place was old, the equipment was old, and we couldn't keep up. You know, and we lost all the good guys. They had either passed away or retired. You got a lot of competition. Competition from Canada was coming down here, putting up buildings. We had Capco come along that had all modern equipment. It came from people wanting the right work done the right way to get it done and get it out fast. You know, and a lot of the stuff that was like, instead of using a good-sized beam, people would go to the cheaper beam. I was here right till everything was out of these buildings. The guy, Bill, that owned it, I mean, me and him were more than friends. And, you know, it was overwhelming. He was close to his 70s and maybe even a little older than 70. And he said, you know, they're going to have to shut down. And he didn't want to. And to this day, I think he's sorry he closed, but, you know, it was the right decision. Being here so long, I knew how things were going, you know, and I knew it was only a matter of time. It was sad, you know, I went through the auction, I stayed. He was here, the owner, and he left. He just couldn't take it, you know. A lot of the stuff was old. You know, a lot of the stuff didn't go for a lot of money. I don't cry too much, but I hold it in. You know, and standing there and guys ask me about the equipment. Is this thing any good? Is that thing any good? And I said, well, that's all right. You know, but I really didn't want to get into that. You know, that's, you buy something, that's it, you know. The hardest part, the owner had a Cadillac. And I'm the guy that went to pick it up when it was brand new. It was, I forget what year, it was an older Cadillac. And he left it here for the auction. And I don't think they got $700 for it. So when he came back, I found it very hard to say, you know, Bill, the car sold. Oh, good. I said, we only got $700. Is that all? I had been through maybe about four or five places with him that people went to auctions, and I've seen the steel places shut down. And I'd walk around looking at what we were going to look at, and I'd see all the guys' names in their lockers. And they had no more job. And we had a locker room, the same thing. You know, when you've been in this business, and I knew everybody, and it was hard.